You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, this is Chip with the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for 12 January 2010. The way that Russell T. Davies ended his and David Tennant's run of Doctor Who was an emotional, larger-than-life end to an emotional, larger-than-life spin on the TV show, and that may not have done Matt Smith any favors. He only had a couple of minutes to make an impression, and to the casual viewer, the trailer didn't look that different from what we've seen since 2005, except that there's this bloke who's not David Tennant. And that presents one heck of a challenge to the new production team. It's going to take time for Matt Smith to make an impression on a population that doesn't read Doctor Who magazine or the Casterbrus website. And speaking of the Casterbrus website, let's assume that when editor Christian Cawley titled his 11 January column about Tennant's departure, quote, "Get over it, fangirls," that he wasn't trying to be sexist. After all, I can name some female fans who might use the phrase themselves, and he was probably simply looking to stir stuff up. Mission accomplished, I guess. But yes, during the last 3 years, there's been an influx not only of chicks who dig Time Lords, but also fans and casual viewers who weren't exactly immune to David Tennant's charms. It's attracted a record female audience not only of lifelong science fiction fans, but of women and men who never really followed Doctor Who in the first place, but came to like the sexy geek and the brainy specs. So if David Tennant was the biggest, most important thing to them about Doctor Who, even if they knew the regeneration was coming, why shouldn't they be upset about him leaving? As long as they're not sending Matt Smith hate mail or cooking up vendettas against the production staff, it's understandable. They're losing something they valued. Perhaps that makes them more David Tennant fans than Doctor Who fans. If so, I'm waiting to hear why that's a problem. I'm pretty sure about one thing, though. When a guy complains about fangirls, there's an overtone there of wanting to maintain Doctor Who as a boys' club. Stephen Moffat has written in the past that it's important to make Doctor Who a show that is loved by the not-we. And if Matt Smith happens to attract new viewers who are there for the bow tie, not for the police box, so much the better. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for 12 January 2010. Be sure to either join up on the Facebook page or send me a tweet with the hashtag #IWantTheBook to get entered into the drawing for Matt Hill's book, Triumph of a Time Lord, Regenerating Doctor Who in the 21st Century. Like I said, I'm on Facebook or Twitter, numeral 2-Minute Time Lord for both of them, and find the podcast at twominutetimelord.com. Thanks for listening.